Jill Anderson is a botanist and a plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hello.
So tell us about foxfire, and we're not talking about a mammal or even a plant, correct?
That's right. Or, no, we're not even talking about fire.
That either.
Yeah, so here's a little trivia question for the listening audience. And we probably, you know, give them a big clue, but here's the clue. If you're of an age, you may remember the television series called Lassie.
Yes.
Remember that?
I do.
And in addition to Lassie, the dog, the collie dog, there was the protagonist was Timmy.
Timmy, yes.
Right? Young boy who was Lassie's good bud. Well, in a particular episode of Lassie, Timmy and his friend Boomer, they were going to use foxfire to do something. And let's see, it had to do with a holiday.
Oh, I bet I know this.
What?
Put it in a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, that's so close.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, I can't remember this particular episode.
Okay.
But
this is silly, but I just love this. Back during this time period that foxfire was, you know, known enough to really get into popular culture.
Okay.
You know, or if it wasn't, people learned about it through something in popular culture. And what they did was they went around trying to find foxfire because they wanted to use it to scare the girls on Halloween to prevent them from being kissed. They were girl averse at the age they were.
Wow. The lengths they'll go.
The lengths will go. Yes, right. Anyway, of course, it didn't all work out exactly as they
Timmy got kissed. Lassie kissed him.
Yeah, right. So anyway, what is foxfire? Not a plant, not an animal, as you said.
And not fire.
Not fire, no. But it is like so many other examples of bioluminescence. It is a light that comes from something that isn't related to burning of any kind. So, of course, our big burn is the sun, and most of our other forms of light that we're familiar with have some kind of burning going on. But bioluminescence has evolved in, I think it's something like 25 different phyla across the life on our planet. So it's not a rare thing in its appearance in the world. I mean, if you go to the ocean, you can see it very easily, usually. But in the case of our local area, we don't have just everywhere and anywhere that we see anyway. But foxfire is a form of it, other than fireflies, that we see in the forest at night. And it actually is not a plant, it's not an animal, it's a fungi. Or not a fungi, it's fungi. A wide variety of species of fungi, not just here, but worldwide, but including here, actually have this particular evolutionary trait of creating this glow in the dark without fire, but through the similar process. It's a luciferin, a molecule of something called luciferin, that through a couple phase process reacts with an enzyme to create light. Then that reaction creates this light.
And so, where do we find this fungi?
Yeah. So in our case here in the forest, the fungi is typically associated with wood and decaying wood. Doesn't have to be something dead and down. So it could be something standing up, but it's most often people see it in some kind of decaying wood that's on the ground or obviously in the process of decay. You might be out at night, or maybe you were out in the day and you stumbled on a decaying log, and then it was by one of your trails at home or something, and then you come by at night, you might come across this, and oh my gosh, you see this thing glowing on the ground, and you go up to it, and it's, oh, this is that log I stumbled into. So it's within the fungi's living tissue. So it is not in the decaying cells. It's only in living cells that this occurs. And in the case of an example like I gave of the decaying wood, what you're seeing is the mycelia, or all that tissue that really supports the actual spore-making mushroom, say.
So is it thread-like then? Does it look thread-like?
Yeah, it could be thread-like. It could be little dots even. There's another term that is for when it's just like little dots. And yeah, so but oftentimes it would be thread-like. If you're looking at it, though, it really just looks like some amorphous blob, right? But if you could look at it in the dark, Now, if you bring it in to the light, you're not going to see it at all. Mm. But if you look at it in the dark, say with a hand lens or, you know, something where you could look closely, then you'd see what, probably be able to see something of what the actual structure is of the tissue that is creating it. It's really not understood what the physiological or ecological value of this trait is in fungi. It's in quite a number of different fungi, even around the world. The ones that I've ever seen here, and as far as I know, they're always this bluish green light mm-hmm. glow, like a glow-in-the-dark toy kind of thing. But there are fungi that give off a reddish glow. So it's not really understood why, but the hypotheses are that when it occurs in what would otherwise be hidden, so the mycelia or other parts of fungi that are hidden within something as it's decaying, they think it could be a deterrent to insects or other things grazing on those parts.
Okay.
When some fungi produce this on what would be, say, the mushroom, so the spore-bearing, whatever that happens to look like, a mushroom or a bracket fungi, for instance. Mm-hmm. And some people think, well, when it's on those kinds of things, maybe it's an attraction to insects or arthropods
to
feed on it, because then they would get the spores and then they'd go someplace else and they'd spread them. So who knows? Maybe both. No one has been able to really nail those cause and effect down. And it's been around, known, you know, first written observations known were by Aristotle. So wow. We're talking quite a long time ago, but they didn't know what it was. And it wasn't really till early 1800s, 1820s, that someone actually figured out where the glow was coming from. So
thank you.
Figure out a use. Go light your way through the woods. They do that in Scandinavia, I guess, and the ancient cultures used it to lay down a track of light in the woods when they had to go into the forest at night for some reason.
And find their way back.
And needed to find their way back.
Interesting.
There you go.
Well, thank you. Chal Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thanks for helping us understand foxfire.
My pleasure.